بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just wanted to repeat the last two verses, verse 67 and 68. مستكبرين به سامرا تحجرون. And impelled by your arrogance, you would talk senselessly far into the night. The note from these verses I forgot to tell you, and I would like to read it to you. Literally, as one who keeps awake at night. Parenthesis samiran, and parenthesis, in combination with the phrase kuntum, tahjurun, this expression indicates the pursuit of endless, fruitless discussions divorced from all reality or a mere play with words leading nowhere. Parenthesis see also 31, colon 6, and the corresponding note 4, end parenthesis. أَفَلَمْ يَنْدَبَرُوا الْكَوْلَ عَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Have they then never tried to understand this word of God? Or has there now come to them something that never came to their forefathers of old? Note implying that the message of the Quran is but a continuation of all the divine messages ever revealed to men. أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Or is it perchance that they have not recognized their apostle and so they disavow him? أَمْ يَقُولُونَ بِهِ جِنَّةٌ بَلْ جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Or do they say there is madness in him? Nay, he has brought them the truth, and the truth do most of them detest. Note, they hate to admit the truth, the reason being, as the sequence shows, that the world view propounded by the Quran is not in accord with their own likes and dislikes or preconceived notions. وَلَوِ انْتَبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ فَهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But if the truth were in accord with their own likes and dislikes, the heavens and the earth would surely have fallen into ruin, and all that lives in them would long ago have perished. Nay, in this divine writ we have conveyed unto them all that they ought to bear in mind, and from this their reminder they heedlessly turned away. Note the reality of all creation. Note, i.e., if the universe, and especially human life, had been as devoid of meaning and purpose as they imagined, nothing could have endured, and everything would have long since perished in chaos. Note for this rendering of the term dhikr, see note 13 on verse Surah 21, verse 10. 21:10. أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِكِينَ. Or dost thou, O Muhammad, ask of them any worldly recompense? But they ought to know that a recompense from thy sustainer is best, since he is the best of providers. Note the terms kharj and kharaj, which occurs in the above verse, are more or less synonymous, both of them denoting recompense. According to Zamakhshari, however, there is a slight difference between these two expressions, kharaj being more restricted in its meaning than kharaj. Hence, the first has been rendered as worldly recompense, and the second as recompense without any restrictive definition, implying that a recompense from God is unlimited and relating both to this world and the hereafter. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily thou callest them unto a straight way.
وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ.
But behold, those who will not believe in the life to come are bound to deviate from that way.
وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ ضُرٍّ لَّجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
And even were we to show them mercy and remove whatever distress might befall them in this life, they would still persist in their overweening arrogance, blindly stumbling to and fro. Note, as it inevitably befalls all human beings, an oblique allusion to the fact that human life is never free from distress.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ.
And indeed we tested them through suffering, but they did not abase themselves before their sustainer, and they will never humble themselves. Note literally, we took them to task.
Hatta idha fatahna alayhim baban dha 'adhabin shadidin idha hum fihi mublisun.
Until we opened before them a gate of truly severe suffering in the life to come, and then lo, they will be broken in spirit. Note, or they will despair of all hope.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
O men, pay heed to God's messages, for it is He who has endowed you with hearing and sight and minds, yet how seldom are you grateful.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
And He it is who has caused you to multiply on earth, and unto Him you shall be gathered.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
And He it is who grants life and deals death, and to Him is due the alternation of night and day. Will you not then use your reason?
For Aqila, this is the reason why we give you the name Aqila, Shakira. The one that is smart enough to be thankful.
And this is the word of God. It says, Afala ta'kilu. Will you not then use your reason?
Wa huwa alladhi yuhyi wa yumitu wa lahu ikhtilafu al-layli wan-nahar.
And He it is who grants life and deals death, and to Him is due the alternation of night and day.
أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not then use your reason? Now on verse 78. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَنشَأُ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. O men, pay heed to God's messengers, for it is He who has endowed you with hearing and sight and minds. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Yet how seldom are you grateful. So in this verse, Allah talks about how us forgets that we have all this hearing, sight and minds because we are created by God, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, and because that we forget that we were created by Him, we seldom are being ungrateful. We are not being grateful. The word is tashkurun, from the root word shukr. That's why we put shakira at the end of your name, because we want you to be grateful. And verse 79, وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْعَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And He it is who has caused you to multiply on earth, and unto Him you shall be gathered. Verse 80, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And He it is who grants life and deals death, and to Him is due to the alternation of night and day. Will you not then use your reason? أَفَلَا تَأْكِلُ. Will you not then use your reason? And that's why we call you Akila, because we want you to use your reason so in the end you would be grateful. Sadaqallahul Azim.